Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Now, let us head to Conta na Gaillimhe, to Galway City. Luke and Jake Morton from Uachtaráin and Galway. They're two brothers. They wear many hats. They are TV producers. Jake is a composer. Luke, a poet. They made documentaries, film shorts. They produce theatre. And last week at the Galway Film Flat, they premiered their latest project. It's a bilingual but mostly Irish language comedy called Froggy. Luke and Jake are in our Galway studio this morning. Hello, guys. Good morning. Ciarán Uile Sibh.
Ciarán tú, Mara.
Tomé gama. Let's bring you back, because at the top of the show, I was just mentioned to our listeners, we were going to talk to you, that you grew up with no TV. You're from Uachtaráin in Galway, which is not an Irish or a Gaeltacht. So you didn't speak Irish growing up. Tell us about your upbringing.
No, Nilain Gaelge gar Tishmahor. So our parents didn't have any Irish, but Jake and I, we just had schoolboy Irish, the same as everybody else in the country. And a couple of blin o'hin, Rinyamar Iracht Kone a Fiausu, we made an effort to improve our Irish. And now we'd like to think that we're fluent in Irish.
I'll do a test now in a minute.
Yeah,
I'll
exactly.
be the judge of that.
Please not live on radio. Yeah. But no, Mom and Dad were always so supportive of our creative flair, and you know, our mom is a communicator and our dad is an artist, so we like to think that we're the product of those two things coming together. You know, filmmaking is a combination of communication and art, so yeah, we definitely attribute our parents to nurturing and encouraging, you know, our sense of creativity.
But as kids though, you didn't have a TV, is that true?
Well, we had a TV that could play DVDs, but no
VCRs.
VCR, oh God, back in the day, yeah.
And we used to tape over those VCRs with our own movies. We'd have sleepovers with our friends and we'd just make movies to make ourselves laugh. And we'd just tape over, you know, our Disney VCRs.
So they encourage you to do that. So you're almost like Blair Witch Project kind of kids running around through the woods.
We taped over their wedding, actually, so they weren't.
it was kind of more to fight the boredom, you know, of not having the channels that we could watch. We had to entertain ourselves. So instead, we read books, we played with Beanie Babies, we made films with our friends.
We sung, we played music, you know, it was a great upbringing, really. It was just trying to find ways to creatively express ourselves and entertain ourselves, really.
God, you know what? You should be therapists. I'm serious. I'm going to take this on. I'm going to lock the television out when I go home for my child and say, back to the paper games for you. But seriously, so it worked. So where did the whole love of film come from then? Was it from you creating, or did you actually manage to watch some movies growing up?
Oh, we did watch movies, yeah, of course. And, you know, but definitely the making of the films, for no reason, really, not to impress anybody at school, not to impress any girls. It was really just to kill time. And in doing that, we really found our love of, you know, working together and making films. And that's something that thankfully we've carried into adulthood.
Yeah, we there was one point when we were growing up where we figured you could actually do this for a living. You know, we were doing this for the crack back in our childhood days. So we were delighted.
What age are you both now, if you don't mind me asking?
I've just turned 30. Yeah.
And I'm 28.
Okay, so you were close in age, you think.
Yeah, Irish twins.
Irish twins. Okay, let's talk about Froggy. I've watched the trailer. It is absolutely mad, is the only way I can describe it. I'm serious now. So it's about this frog, and it's not a real frog. It's like a toy. And yeah, it's stolen. Is that the basis of it?
It's a non-autobiographical film about two losers trying to have a career in the arts.
Obviously, OBS, not you guys. Go on then. Tell us more about it.
No, they peaked at the age of 7 when they appeared on the Great Great Toy Show with a giant singing frog puppet. And 25 years later, they're still trying to make it work. And it's going nowhere. You know, they're singing the same old song. And then one day, the frog puppet gets stolen and a ransom video turns up online of
the hostage frog.
Yeah. And so they have to team up together to get the frog back. And so through working together and collaborating again, they discover the joy of working together again and the joy of sort of brotherhood. It's a film about brotherly love, but also the, you know, the struggles of the artistic journey.
It's this is your life, really, of you guys, I suppose, in a little bit, isn't it? I mean, you've.
Okay, so it's Shachtu Fingaid Askoelge. So it's
Shachtu Fingaid Askoelge, 70%. Agus K at on, K to Skonon, K at the Railta or Fod. Who are the stars?
Ta Carrie Crowley is Shehan, August Sean T. O'Malley, August Dermot DeFreecha, Garrod Kavanagh. So we have like a host of stars that are very recognisable in Irish cinema and TV, not just Irish language, but in English language too. And we also have Lucy Evans, who was the winner of Eurostar in 2004 and has made many appearances on The Late Late Show since. We had a fantastic cast and it's just been an absolute joy of a journey the last year getting it to the screen, and it was a dream come true to premiere it on home turf yesterday at the Galway Film Fla, or last week at the Galway Film Fla.
Yeah, and how was it received? What feedback are you getting, and from what age group and type of person? I know I'm picking your brains here now, but I'm just wondering, because I only saw the trailer, and I'm wondering who is your audience?
Well, it's actually tricky to pull off a comedy, you know,
and in Irish it is too.
In Irish language comedies, there aren't a lot of them. And my gosh, the place was just we blew the roof off the place. Everybody was laughing.
Everyone laughed in the right places. So that's all I was really thankful.
You know, we were kind of just looking for the first laugh. And then once the first laugh came when it should have come, we kind of relaxed then. But there were a few tears by the end as well, because we didn't want to make something that was just vapid. We wanted to make something that had heart as well. And at the beating heart of the film is a story about two brothers, and that's a story we very much feel qualified to tell.
And it was quite overwhelming because people gave us a standing ovation all the way through the credits a couple of times.
But you know what? It's because it's so different, and that's what I got when I watched the trailer. It's kind of off the wall different, and I think that's we don't see a lot of that these days. But you're known for being able to, you know, basically you're known for emotion in your movies. You're known at painting beautiful pictures, creating beautiful stories of life in your films. And The Boat, which is an award-winning movie and long-listed now, I believe, for the Oscars, your other movie about leprosy. Tell us about this. Was this shot in Nepal?
It was indeed, yeah. So 2 years ago, we were working with the Mission 10 Leprosy, and we managed to bring a small crew of Irish creatives over to Nepal to work with a small crew of Nepali creatives to team up and create The Boat. And we were delighted to win the Grand Prix, Best Irish Short, at the Cork International Film Festival, just gone, and also the Best Irish Short, the Light and Motion Award at Foyle, in November as well. So that means that the short film has qualified for an Oscar, and we're basically mounting a campaign, and will be soon, to, you know, try and go the whole nine yards with that. It's a film based on a true story about a girl called Dukia, who unfortunately contracted leprosy. It's a narrative film, it's not a documentary, and we worked closely with the Mission to End Leprosy to create, you know, an awareness piece that wasn't just a promo video or, you know, a documentary, but was actually kind of putting you in the shoes of the characters, because, you know, we believe in cinema and how it can change the world, and we believe that if you, with imaginal empathy, you know, place the audience in the shoes of characters, you speak to their heart rather than to their head. And that's what we wanted to do.
And it's true, the parents as well are the father of this child who he sees the signs of leprosy. And she's a very young child. Is she about five, is it?
No, she's seven.
Oh, she's seven, yeah. Well, she's a young child. And basically he sees the signs that she has leprosy. And, you know, leprosy is often a disease that we associate with past times, but it's still very relevant in developing countries.
100%.
Absolutely, yeah.
And even undocumented citizens in those countries. So it's very hard to measure how many people actually have it. And the cure for leprosy was actually discovered here in Ireland, in Trinity College. So there is a cure for it. It's just that people don't know that in those countries, in those developing countries, and it's hard to access it for them. So we're hoping that this raises awareness for those people, you know, in in those countries to just
and it's
seek
a
help.
Moving film, like it's beautifully shot, great cinematography and very moving and emotional, and you're so good, you guys, at telling that story and encapsulating emotion within your films at such a young age. Lads,
thank you very much. Yeah. It's not just cinema we do, we also do some theatre, and we have an upcoming show we'd love to plug if you'd allow
us. Plug away now, plug away, you have your stage.
We've got a world premiere coming up in the Town Hall Theatre in Galway in September, called For the Lack of Laura. It's been written by Kurt Rosenberg, an American composer. So we it's a family friendly show full of magic and true love and 26
time
original
travel.
Songs. So we're living our dream at the moment, Jake and I, working together on creative projects. It's not long ago that we were doing corporate videography, and while we did enjoy that, it wasn't, you know, us following our hearts. So we made the leap now with the help of the NTA, the National Talent Academies, to rebrand, and now we are Morgan Brothers, and we're basically just trying to get our teeth into, you know, lots of different creative projects and employ basically people we've worked with before.
It's great
projects.
Down in Galway, which was, you know, for many, many years and still is, of course, but, you know, you had started off with, you know, Corman Studios down there. It started many a career back in the day. Jake, you're a composer. Did you compose a lot of music, and have you composed a lot of music for all of your films?
Yeah, so that's kind of, that's the hack that I've come up with, is to produce the films and then write the music for them. music is my passion, and I got the opportunity earlier this year to work with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra over in London. We recorded some of the music for this musical that we have upcoming. So that was an incredible experience conducting them, which was, that was mental.
And tell me, growing up without a TV or any of the kind of things of life that you'd need to become composers or poets or all these different things. I mean, how did you become a composer? Did you play music as well as kids, or how did the whole journey start?
We're just chancing our arm, really, to be honest.
Yeah.
We were in bands growing up. Were in bands growing up, but Jake was always the music maestro.
And you the poet.
I was, the lad with the pen and the paper, So that's, you know, it's great to be in the same industry but not be in direct competition with one another. We have different strengths and different weaknesses, and that's how we complement one another in this journey of, you know, running a business and being creative producers.
Do you ever fight, though? Because, I mean, I have three sisters. Well, I have two sisters now, but, you know, we're brought up in a family of four girls, and we used to kill each other.
I think it's great being in business with your brother, because, like, when you're in business with your friend, I think the onus is on you to make everything fun all the time. And the reality is it's not fun all the time. It's a slog a lot of the time. And so there isn't that obligation with us. We don't feel the need to dress things up. We can be honest with each other. We have each other's back. And we know how to fight because we grew up fighting. So
and we grew up collaborating as well.
Yeah, exactly. But I think it is important when you're in any partnership that, you know, you know how to disagree as well as know how to agree.
It sounds like a lovely equilibrium between the two of you. Tell me, going back to Froggy, your latest movie, are you hoping to bounce off the success of Colleen Kuhn? And I suppose really making Irish language and Gaeilge movies, Trí Ghaeilge, you know, every day.
Yeah, it's like it's Kovluk Da Changukmuj. We're a bilingual company. We're Tomij Bunahe and Shotin Gaeilge in Galiv.
Passion to Fuin Gaeilge, freshen.
Yeah, so we're a bilingual company. We're based in the west of Ireland. And with Froggy at the moment, we're looking for a sales agent so that we can get Froggy to the widest possible audience, because, you know, it's gone on Navs Block A, Gahilas Gahomlan. So it's a completely independent film. And we want to use it to reach the next level. We want to work with the likes of Screen Ireland. And for our next project, we have secured co-development finance from the EU. So we're really excited about that. Mm. That's a coming-of-age story, a heartwarming coming-of-age story as well.
But I know you've worked as well with TG Carr and all that. I mean, you look at what TG Carr does in the most amazing documentaries and movies. And, you know, you look at Klondike and all this. I mean, really, you know, it's fabulous.
we're big fans of TG Carr, Jake and I. 100%. Yeah, we've done some work with them before, but we want to do more work with them. And yeah, hopefully there's a future with Froggy.
Okay. Well, calling all sales agents out there, get in touch with the lads, the Morgan brothers, if you want to get Froggy to the wider audience. Gurmila Mahagi, lads, thanks very much for talking to us today, and the best of luck with Froggy, and of course that beautiful, beautiful movie, The Boat, as well, long listed for the Oscars. Gurmila Mahagi.
Thanks so much, Margaret.
Thanks, guys. Let's take a break. Back in a second.
From the North, text studio, followed by your message to 80889.
Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by itsforwomen.ie.